This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Keep us listening. We just heard that Joe Biden is in Poland. And yesterday he was in Ukraine. And that seems like exactly what happened just before World War I and just before World War II, where the heads of state met in person to discuss things, to align strategies and positions, and to cement agreements with who is with who. I wonder if that's what's going on. Rich, any comments?
Well, how many articles have we given just on this program, all the alternative media, but this program, money laundering, including FTX regarding Ukraine, baby part factories, biolabs. To me, because of the research and reading that we have done, it looks like a big cover-up to hide as many crimes as possible. You know, speaking of Joe Biden, speaking of crimes, he just negotiated a supposedly legally binding deal to give Chinese-backed World Health Organization authority over pandemic policies, and the Senate doesn't need approval. I don't know what the heck is going on here, but our Constitution, people, listen to me very carefully. We've mentioned this. It cannot be suspended under the guise of anything, any circumstance, especially health care, safety, greater good. These are all psyops. Let me repeat that. I'm not trying to be condescending here. Don't take this the wrong way. Our Constitution cannot be suspended. What we are seeing is treason. Treason. This is against the Constitution. And look, our judges, our lawyers, our politicians could stop all this dead in tracks. And all we get is theater. All we get is talk. I mean, literally, the alternative media is doing all the work. We're doing all the work. It's unbelievable. Well, Vince, if it's okay with you, I'm going to continue to give as much information as possible to our listeners, unless you have something you want to add to what I just said.
No, I just think that we are lining up toward World War III, and it's a terrifying prospect. We're talking about nuclear holocaust. We're talking about destroying the only planet that we have. And we've got greedy people rattling sabers. It's terrible. And I'm just wondering if this visit to Ukraine in person by the President of the United States and to Poland is exactly that. I'm wondering. I don't know. I really don't know. Just conjecture. Back to you.
Well, it's very obvious one thing for sure, and I've said this several times, is that these people, these so-called experts and official authorities that pretend to be credible and transparent, and they basically arm us with all these politically correct fake buzzwords while they're creating totalitarian attacks, that when you listen to people, this is why I use facts, proof, evidence, and truth published in the public domain. Okay? They have betrayed the trust of the people. They have dishonored and corrupted their professions. And that's where we are right now. So going back to the article before the break at the end of hour one, folks, this was on naturalnews.com and basically talking about the emergency authorization fraud. And this was done, and we've mentioned this before about whistleblower Brooke Jackson. And let me give some of the bullet points that was made. Fabrication and falsification of blood draw information, vital signs, signatures, and other essential clinical trial data. Falsification, fabrication, are you hearing these words? Enrollment and injection of ineligible clinical trial participants, including Ventavia employees, family members. Failure to timely remove ineligible patients' data from the trial. Failure to maintain temperature control for the vaccine at issue. Failure to monitor patients after injection as required by the trial protocol. Principal investigator oversight failures. Use of unqualified and untrained professional as vaccinators and laboratory personnel. Failure to maintain the blind. You've heard me talk about like double blind randomized studies, which is essential to the credibility and validity of observer-blinded clinical trial. Ethical violations, such as failure to secure informed consent and giving patients unapproved compensation. Improper injection of the vaccine by over-diluting the vaccine concentrate or using the wrong size needle. Failure to ensure that the trial site staff was properly trained as required by good clinical practices. Safety and confidentiality issues, including HIPAA violations and other violations like FDA regulations, federal acquisition regulations, DOD supplements, on and on and on. Basically, Pfizer and the DOD committed fraud by submitting sham trials to fake FDA reviewers. Everything is fake. Everything is fraud. And there's no statute of limitations on fraud, people. I want to remind everybody of that. Unbelievable. Okay, I'm sure, speaking of hypocrisy, here's an article and a video. It's on the Gateway Pundit, never seen before video. It's Nancy Pelosi's daughter, Alexandria, who's a filmmaker, caught on tape. Somebody taped her, refuting January 6th narrative and admitting the January 6th protests were not an insurrection. And she talks about how the D.C. courts was too biased. You can't make this stuff up. So as it turns out, January 6th wasn't just a historic day. It was also a well-planned and staged event. And it's not just by what Nancy Pelosi's daughter said. We've given the Ray Epps information. We've given all the Fed operatives involved and what they did. This isn't even new news, folks. These people in January 6th who are in prison should be out, and they need to sue the federal government for what they've done. And here's an article. Basically, we all know that Speaker McCarthy is supposed to hand over 41 hours of January 6th Capitol footage to Tucker Carlson at Fox News. But the only good news to me in that whole sentence was Tucker Carlson, okay? I believe he's a patriot. But when you think about the January 6th tapes, the footage, okay, who runs Fox? Who runs Fox? Rupert Murdoch or the Murdoch family. Do you really trust that? I have an article right here. Rupert Murdoch wanted top Fox News host to come out and claim Biden won. Does that sound like a patriot to you? He just bought like 340,000 acres or something like that in Montana. How many average Joes get to use it and hunt and fish on it? Or is it just for him and his friends and people? And how come it was 41,000 hours? I thought for months and months and months it was 14,000 hours. So how did they get to 41,000? Did they just invert the numbers? Do you think these tapes that are handed over to Tucker Carlson isn't going to be delegated in parcels? And maybe the parcels that shouldn't be seen doesn't get to Tucker? All these tapes should go to the people. We pay for the freaking tapes. We pay for everything with our tax dollars. So don't get too excited, folks, about this. I hope I'm pleasantly surprised, but I'm not going to put any ships down on this. This is the next article right here, and basically it's more of a video. It's 2 or 3 minutes long. It's on the Gateway Pundit. The Gateway Pundit is a great resource, by the way. It's titled Timeline to Death. Ultra Mega Party releases damning video of Pfizer COVID vaccine performance. And they got a picture of Borla, the Pfizer CEO, on it. And basically, it rolls out, you know, when they said, oh, Borla was saying, oh, it's 95% effective. Well, then remember it was 90, then it was 80, then it was 70, then it was 50, then it was 40. Remember all that? Well, it gives a nice timeline. And in this 2 to 3 minute video, and it's on Twitter also, by the way, they asked Borla if he took the vaccine. He goes, no, not yet. You can't make this stuff up. Folks, practice what you preach. Laws need to be in effect. This is why I talk often about the people who got exemptions. Those are the biggest mouths who have sold you out who got exemptions from the jab. Next article. Man, I'm telling you, we could talk about these for days, never mind an hour. Mayorkas. This is very disturbing, folks. Nation of Immigrants narrative is more important than Congress's law. I want you to think about what he just said. And let's talk about, let's go to the American people here in the comment section. Okay. And all this time, I thought we were a nation of laws. Silly me. Congress makes the laws, not anybody else, and not illegal immigrants. Never mind all the getaways. Oh, my gosh. We've all the crime, that's the murders, the rapes, all the hundreds, if not thousands, of categories under man. We can fix this real quick. Besides the wall, all we need to do is say, all these people, Mayorkas, the judges, the lawyers, the politicians, who are proponents of this illegal open border immigration, they, when somebody gets murdered or raped or any type of crime, you get to confiscate people's wealth, including Mayorkas and all these politicians and judges and lawyers who've been proponents of this. You need to confiscate their wealth and distribute it among the victims. It would stop on the dime. Another comment from an American. I am angry beyond belief that this felon has no conscience. And this person is talking about Mayorkas. Mayorkas is the most evil POS in FJB's cupboard, and I have to, because we're on AM and FM, I have to leave it in the acronym form. Please pardon me. He experiences zero guilt over Americans dying because of his ideology. And it really is an ideology. It basically is a sellout. That's what it is. He says it's his ideology, so he has plausible deniability, but it's not. Another comment from an American. This is the same attitude the entire administration has. For example, that Americans need to be taken down several pegs and be made equal with the rest of the world while pulling up those that are poor, etc. It's treasonous insanity. Starting with Biden and Harris and down through all the insane appointees and cronies. See, we need to start bringing in the American people. And all of these are thumbs up. No thumbs down. And I'm going to read one more here before the break. Any official who publicly claims his opinion is above Congress should be arrested. Democrats imposing their preferences are destroying our country. As citizens, we should turn away from Washington and turn towards our states for governance. McCarthy and the Republican House should use their authority to stop the Democratic...
Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Who is John Galt? Rich Evans with us. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. I mean, I'm not going to get to 25% of what I prepared for, so I'm just going to keep rattling things off. Here's a very interesting article and an interview. It's titled Media Freakout as Arkansas Senator Who Asked Transgender Witness About a Possible Penis. And I'm not kidding you up. And I just want to preface this with, do you remember the Trans Lives Matter stormed the capital of Oklahoma? Recently, just like maybe a couple weeks ago. See, we can't have a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. And we definitely can't lower the bars of standards and expectations and allow these conversations to be taking place around six-year-old children in public schools without parents' permission or knowledge. But yet, when it comes out in a public conversation, it gets to be a big deal. So let's go to the comment section of everyday Americans and see what they say. When someone believes that he's a tree, he should be institutionalized, not given a fertilizer. Next comment. I'm like, how do you even respond to that? How about with a yes or no, it's not brain surgery? And by the way, every one of these comments, all hundreds of thumbs up and no thumbs down. Now, this trans person's name apparently was named Herzig. I'm a healthcare professional and a doctor. Quote, the comment is, yikes, why isn't Arkansas Medical Association investigating him for mental illness? How can it possibly be safe for someone suffering from delusions to provide medical care to the people of Arkansas? Ask anyone, especially those on the left, would you want Herzig to be your professional doctor or a doctor that would operate on you for any significant health condition? Your first response or thought would say it all. This person is mentally ill. Fortunately, Arkansas is on the way to passing a law banning medications and surgeries for minors wanting to be trans in the state. Great for Arkansas. So this is what we need to start doing, folks. We need to start including some of the comments from the American people. Next article here, and I realize we can go into way more detail and specificity, but I'm prepared with so much information, I just don't have the time. Cover-up. Loudoun County School Board refuses to release internal report detailing the district's mishandling of sexual assaults by transsexual students. So basically, we have a situation that the truth is not getting out because the people are getting some type of victim group or protectionist group status. So let's go to the people, the American people, and see what they say about that. All these school administrators are accomplices to rape. The next comment is, the father of the girl who was raped should sue the board members, not the school, and make them pay. Next comment, money will never be restitution for what happened. Blood for blood is justice. Next comment, sue them individually and personally. Next comment, that Loudoun County School Board needs to be an immediate reshuffling. It's basically, I can go on and on and on, folks, but it's the same thing. All thumbs up, no thumbs down. And here's the next article here. It's basically, I've talked about this before, a few times. SCOTUS to reconsider hearing case accusing Biden, Harris, Pence, and other lawmakers of violating oaths by ignoring the 2020 fraud allegations. So basically, the Supreme Court is reconsidering the Brunson case. Is this all theater? Very possible. But Joe Biden, Harris, Mike Pence, 291 House members and 94 senators violated their oath by refusing to investigate all the evidence of fraud in the 2020 election. Just little old me gave probably close to 3,000 pieces of evidence and proof of fraud, election fraud, voter fraud, and foreign interference from the 2020 election. Just little old me. So basically, it just goes to show that the oath of office means nothing. We're living in an era oaths mean nothing. Vows mean nothing. Work ethic means nothing. Nothing means anything anymore. So we can rig elections, we can rig... The Constitution doesn't even mean anything. So I would love to see the Supreme Court actually do their job and get rid of all these people in Congress and the Senate, including the so-called installed resident. Next. Election officials don't want you to see voter rolls. They want you to go away. Absolutely. Jake was in San Joaquin Sheriff discloses massive voter fraud anomalies in California County.
The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. A major winter storm will spread heavy snow and blizzard conditions through the Rockies, Plains, and Upper Midwest, and snow and ice from the Great Lakes into the parts of the Northwest today. Despite February being one of the warmest on record in parts of the Midwest and Northeast, it's also a month of the most winter storms in the United States over the past 10 years. Turkish officials are reporting another strong earthquake, and its aftershocks have struck southern Turkey and Syria on Monday, causing buildings to collapse and killing at least six people. The 6.4 magnitude earthquake shook the southern Turkish province of Hatay just after 8 p.m. local time last night. More than 400 people were treated for injuries across Turkey and Syria. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Moscow is suspending its participation in a New START treaty, the last remaining major nuclear arms control treaty between the U.S. and Russia. Putin said he will continue Russia's military campaign in Ukraine. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, back to you.
Okay, I'm going to mention one more article about election fraud. Can you hear me okay, Vince?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you just
okay,
fine.
I was having volume issues during the break.
The return is down a little bit. Maybe Jason can turn it up for us.
Okay. All right, walkthrough in Sacramento after 2020 election showed Dominion boxes labeled, quote, made in China. You can't even make this stuff up, folks. A pallet of ballots unsealed, passwords and flash drives laying around the tabulation room. Look, to you Supreme Court justices, do your job. Do your job. 2020 should never have been certified. No one's doing their job. Judges, lawyers, politicians, no one is doing their job. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to mention some general things that we really need to know about, and then I'm going to, if I have a few moments, I'm going to rattle off some very important information on healthcare. Okay, so basically, We're always hearing in these commercials during the breaks about Ukraine. Look, Trump is heading to Ohio, and Biden goes to Ukraine to hide crimes. What is there really anything else you need to know? And I sure hope Donald Trump doesn't get set up by going there or get sick by this bioweapon that's been unleashed from the railroad. And I know the railroad wasn't directly responsible because everything, food processing centers, everything. Here in Montana, we had a lumber mill go on fire over in Livingston. I mean, this stuff is happening all over the place. So let me move on. This is a study. 70% of suspects that were freed from jail without bail have been arrested because of more crimes, rearrested. So basically, it's not America first. It's an America last agenda. $500,000 missing at Stacey Abrams charity. It's all fraud. They're all fake. Look, it's all about control and managing you. That's why everything's fraud, everything's artificial, everything's fake. That's why they want AI, because they want you to devolve. They want everything to be programmed. They want to motivate you by fear. They want to eliminate thinking and basically make everybody be a follower. This is one of the reasons why they want people to be snitches and tattletales and not have accurate information. They want to make people too lazy. They want them to go by secondhand, thirdhand, fourthhand information, rumors, gossip, hearsay. Basically, the powers that be want to enforce weakness, and that's lowering the bars of standards and qualifications for a job. This is why oaths, vows, word of honor, work ethic, nothing means anything. This is why they're bringing in the psyops, and they attack the weakest link. They attack a certain group. They want to make living in America toxic so they can bring in robotics, automation, artificial intelligence to control you and take your job. This is why I use all the examples of the distractions, the dumbing down, the divide and conquer. They don't want you to think critically. They want you to get emotional, sell their narratives so you take more drugs, they promote more violence, and the world elite gets to consolidate more power, money, and control for themselves, including life extension technology for themselves, not for you. Okay. I wish I had more time. Michigan Democrat rushes to pass new gun control laws after the Michigan State shooting. And the Michigan State, you're not going to believe this, folks. They don't tell you this part. The Michigan State University shooter was convicted of felon, previously convicted of breaking, so he's broken the gun law. So it was illegal for him to have a gun. So we don't need more laws. We need the laws that are there enforced, in other words, people doing their freaking job. You can't shoot on your own land now in Colorado. Either that's a new law or it's in the process of being a law. You can't make this stuff up, folks, in Colorado. Canadian justice sides with Trudeau, and Rules War Act can be used against the people, the little people, to quash anti-government protests and seize your bank account. How scary is that, Canada? Are you waking up yet? George Soros, just like Bill Gates, is now saying we must block the sun. What's that going to do? It's going to make the earth even colder, even though we're in a cooling trend, so there's going to be less food to grow. This is all a depopulation effort. It's all planned. The World Economic Forum partner behind, remember all these gas stoves they don't want you to use? It's a partner behind the WEF to ban good, just like the UK citizens, now you are getting fined for burning wood to stay warm. Everything's against the little guy, folks. And Biden's sending already $200 billion of U.S. taxpayer dollars to Ukraine in the last less than 1 year. And I just read just the other day he's going to send another $500 million. You can't make this stuff up, folks. This is a war against you. And the Biden economy is the worst. Inflation is rebounding. PPI is more than expected. And what's downstream of PPI, folks? The CPI. It's if the wholesalers have to pay a certain amount, it's going to be incorporated to the little people. Trust me. You're going to it's called cost shifting. It's an economic thing. Illegal aliens are now getting 50% more per month than Social Security recipients. Let me decode that for you. All of you people who have paid into Social Security for years, illegal aliens are getting 50% more per month than you. I don't know how else I can wake people up. Household debt has hit its highest level since 2008 financial crisis. That's across the board, folks. That's all debt. Credit card, rent, mortgage, everything. In 53 Illinois schools, not a single student can do math at grade level. Not a single student in 53 Illinois schools can do math at grade level. And Bernie Sanders wants to raise teachers' salaries across the board to a minimum pay of $60,000 to all teachers, despite failing public schools. See, we're not just rewarding mediocrity, which is the thousands of examples we've given over the years. They're rewarding failure. It's on purpose and it's planned. Biden is going to pay for Ukrainian pensions by taking money out of U.S. pensions. Do you want me to read that again, folks? Biden is going to pay for Ukrainian pensions by taking money out of U.S. pensions. Are you ready to start speaking up? Are you ready to read, research, and verify? Are you ready to go public? Are you ready to have courage? Next, Pete Buttigieg sends strongly worded letter to North Fork Southern Railway, and then it blames Trump. He's literally blaming Trump. He is totally unqualified for the job. He got the job based on what group he's in, never earned it, no value that he gives to the people, and he blames Trump. You can't even make this stuff up. And regarding James O'Keefe from Project Veritas, you've been an American treasure. I hope it's very obvious by the evidence and reading the comment section that your board has literally caved to either Pfizer's bribery, blackmail, or threats. It's very obvious. Okay, folks, we're down to a few minutes. I really want to rattle off some more very important health consequences. Idaho bill makes it a crime to give the COVID vaccine. It's either been passed or it's close to doing. I hope this happens. I hope this is a true deal because all 50 states should be a crime to give the COVID vaccine. Not just a misdemeanor like they're planning. It should be a felony because this is aiding and abetting murder. Shocking poll, 7 out of 10 embalmers find huge fibrous clots in the dead. We give so much evidence and proof on why you should not take these, folks. Now, granted, we know there's 95% of the people aren't taking them anymore, but there's still too many people taking them because they're not informed. CDC has COVID-19 vaccine to routine immunization schedule for children and adolescents. Think about this, folks. You better start reading and researching. Fauci, the CDC, and the FDA conspired to lie about natural immunity. You know, back in not too many days ago, those people and organizations would be in prison and indicted and going through trials for murder right now. CDC Director Walensky says child masking policy doesn't really change with time after she's confronted with new studies on how masking is worthless and detrimental to child development. It has nothing to do with credentials, folks. It means nothing. She has a doctor in front of her name, too. Credentials mean zippo, nada, nothing. It depends on if you were psychologically profiled, willing to sell out your own people for your own personal benefit. That's what it's about. Forget about about credentials. Forget about experts. Forget about official authorities. They are non-existent. Leftist woman stops transitioning her two young sons from boys to girls after discovering that transgenderism is a full-blown cult. Man, we could talk about that for an hour or two, right? And now they're vaccinating, there's vaccination mandates for chickens. So they're going to put this toxic poison in all of our food. They've been doing it for a while. And that's one of the reasons. It's not just the shedding and transmission from people who've taken the vax, but it's in our food as well. The Pentagon is baffled after military pilots have a 1,700% medical incidence, and the Pentagon is blaming long COVID. This is how stupid they think you are. They're not blaming the shot. They think you're that dumb that it's long COVID. You can't even, we're beyond Twilight Zone stuff here, folks. Fauci is changing, pardon me, is charging. Okay, I mentioned that briefly, so I'm going to save some time here and move on. White House approved Food Compass lists junk food as healthier than beef and eggs. You see how dumb they think you are, folks? And they are normalizing now adrenochrome, just like they're normalizing everything. Everything, pedophilia, everything. And what happens when they, after they start normalizing it? They legalize it. Eric Clapton, quote, I can't sleep because of the pain. The vaccine took my immune system and just shook it around. Why do we listen? Look, I applaud him for coming out and telling the truth. And I feel sorry that he took the vaccine for coercion or some type of propaganda. But why are we always giving credence to people who are famous? Most of the people didn't get there from talent. They got there because they took the money and they're willing to use their celebrity to sell out the American people. Eric Clapton obviously did not do that. We have to listen. We have to have uncomfortable conversations.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV censorship of Newsmax continues. AT&T owns DirecTV, and they continue carrying 22 liberal news channels, but they just canceled Newsmax. With OAN gone, that's two conservative channels AT&T has removed in the past year. Newsmax is the fourth highest-rated cable news channel, with great hosts like Greg Kelly, Chris Salcedo, Rob Schmidt, Mike Huckabee, and more. Now, millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. Rand Paul, Mike Huckabee, and former President Trump urge you to cancel DirecTV and AT&T services. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you oppose censorship and support Newsmax, you can also call 877-NEWSMAX. We'll tell you how you can help. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He says stand up against AT&T for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Final segment of News in a Flash with Rich Sheban. Rich?
Thank you, Vincent. You would not believe, folks, how many articles and interviews that I delete, not just prior to the to me being on the air, but while and during I'm on the air, because I know I can't get to all these. This is how much information is out there. Okay, so going back to information, to show you how stupid the media thinks you are, now they're posting an article, despite 2+ years of all the opposite information that we've given you, all the deaths, all the brain aneurysms, the blood embolisms, or brain embolisms, the blood clots, the cancers, the autoimmune disease, the AIDS, the heart attacks and strokes. Despite all that, right now the media is pushing. You can't even believe it. A 30% increase in heart attack deaths for young people due to not taking the COVID vaccine or wearing a mask. This is how stupid they think you are. They have no credibility left. They're just digging their own grave of lack of credibility. There's no legitimacy left in any of the mainstream media. Counterfeit news network CNN admits to sharp rise in cancer cases among the youth, but they won't mention turbo cancer caused by the COVID vaccine. See, there's no credibility, folks. The more vaccine a baby gets, the higher the likelihood of sudden death syndrome. That's in a study. January 11th, 2023, official AMPS notification to Australian doctors and nurses that they are liable to COVID-19 death jab injuries. That's going to be interesting. We can debate that, but, you know, folks, I worked for Big Pharma for over 20 years. And I had a lot of physicians tell me that nurses are just, they're hired to be submissive and just be told what to do. So I wonder if nurses should be liable for this. I think it's something that should be debated. Florida Surgeon General, he's a great Surgeon General. He actually earned the initials MD after his name. He issues a new warning on mRNA COVID vaccines after finding a 1,700% increase in VAERS reports in Florida. That's just Florida, folks. Now think about what's VAERS known for? Reporting maybe 1% of truth? That's what they're, because we've given the articles. We don't make anything up. Everything that we give is published articles or interviews in the public domain, and when we're talking medical stuff, that's all by physicians, researchers, and scientists. We don't make anything up. Moderna reverses course. This is how stupid they think you are again. Says people don't have to pay for COVID-19 COVID-19 vaccinations if you don't have enough money or the government's not going to pay for it. Are you running now? Are you running to get your shot, folks? Next, pancreatic cancer rates skyrocket as COVID jab and boosters send toxic spike protein prions into vital organs. Next, East Palestine, Ohio residents are breaking out in rashes and reporting headaches after toxic chemical explosion. Are you shocked, people? Ohio woman finds all of her chickens and roosters dead 10 miles from the East Palestine accident. 10 miles. You think that water and land is not going to be toxic, especially for crops? Toxic train crash planned. Think about what the title of that article was. The CDC has recently updated the vinyl chloride side effects on children weeks before the crash. So those of you in Ohio, downstream in Pennsylvania, you might want to use this article as evidence. But of course, there's no accountability, is there, folks? Because the judges, the lawyers, and the politicians are not doing their jobs. How many millions of times have we said this? I'm blue in the face. I can barely pronounce it. I've said it so many times. Three teachers at North Carolina Primary School die unexpectedly in 3 months. UNLV freshman defensive lineman Ryan Keeler dies at 20 years old. I could do the whole broadcast with those last two articles. I could take up the whole 2 hours with that last two articles. NYU cardiologist who diagnosed MSNBC's anchor with myocarditis caused by a common cold is baffled why it's happening. Baffled. Vince, is there any credibility left, whether it be physicians, hospitals, all of our institutions? I mentioned a bunch of them today. Is there anything left that is valid or credible? Vince.
I can't think of anything. And you know what comes to mind, Rich? You know the feminization of the United States of America? I think we can prove it. I think if you look at a pair of men's briefs, you know, traditional men's scoobs underneath, you'll find that they're about 10% smaller. 10% less material is needed for men's underwear today, as compared to a few years ago. And
I can come up with thousands of better examples. we'll just go with that. I don't have time to really refute that. But thanks for letting me exercise my First Amendment right, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Rich, I was being serious. I really was. Chris, we'll see
you
tomorrow.
I know you are.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.